little bit in the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, and we'll start there, and I don't know where I'll go from there, but it's what the Lord has put on our heart.
God bless him.
At the start of the chapter, fourth chapter, 2 Corinthians, I'll just start with the start of it, and you listen to God's word. It says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty and walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And I'll stop right there.
Amen.
Tonight.
God help him.
I want to think about this. A lot of the scripture we read about riches, and we can find a lot of scriptures against riches. The Bible said it's hard for a rich man to enter into heaven than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. So we can see what riches can do.
Bless him.
But I want to talk to us tonight, if God will help me just a few minutes. I see a downward spirit among God's house.
Bless him, Lord.
Among God's men. And I know that there's more than enough to keep us all down. I know there's enough discouragement to break our hearts. But I also know this, that since the night the Lord saved me, there's something about the richness of God that has been rich to me.
Amen.
Come on.
Wealth speaking, monetarily speaking, I can't claim richness. But spiritually speaking, I can say I'm rich.
Yes.
Because I was born in his family.
Yeah.
You know, when my children were born, they were not born in a rich family. But there are people that the day they're born into a rich family. Well, spiritually speaking, that's what happened to me.
Yes. Bless him.
And I began to think when Greg called me before I got off the phone with him, this came to me, how rich that we are. Rich in the Lord.
Yes.
And when I think it over and I look at it, every one of us knows we work to labor to have things to provide for our families. But I would imagine would be of no benefit to me. I have no use for a great big fancy mansion. That would be of nothing to me. I got a home, and it's home. It's more than a house, it's a home. It's home because there's love in it.
Yeah.
And that's rich right there.
Yeah.
It's rich men that owns mansions. That they'll have great big houses, but they don't have no love in it. and they're poor.
God bless him.
I want to think about that richness for just a little bit. God help me. I pondered this over. I thought of how, what a poor spirit it seems to be a lot of times in God's house. What a poor attitude. I don't know about you, but when I go to pray, it matters how I approach God, whether I get through or not. I have to go to the Lord, faith believing, humbly seeking His help. And when I go like that, I've never left the altar like that, that I didn't leave rich. Rich in goodness of God. I thought of this. The Bible says over in Revelation, He says, buy of me gold tried in the fire.
Yeah.
And he didn't say go to the jewelry store and buy gold. He said, buy of me gold. And the Lord, I thought of this. When gold is first dug out, a lot of times an unexperienced person at digging it probably wouldn't even know what they had.
Right.
But in the hand of an experienced person, they know I've got treasure here.
Yes.
And when it's mined out and when it's took and put in the furnace, and the heat is added to it and it separates the impurities from it. And the more they heat it, the purer it gets.
Yes.
And that's a lot like what the Lord has gave me and you.
God bless you.
This world has tried us and put us to the heat. Amen. They ain't quit putting God's people in fiery furnaces.
No.
They're still putting us in there. But the more they apply the heat, the purer a Christian gets.
God help him.
Somebody said it's run them off. No. No. Not saved people it won't.
No.
Now you can get religion and you'll be mixed up and a man preaching the word might get you upset. I've heard a lot of people tell me about I'm mad at the preaching. I can honestly say this before you that tonight I've never, since God saved me, got mad at a man preaching me the word of God. I just ain't. I can just tell you. I can't say it ain't found me. I can tell you it has. But I believe this. You preach righteousness to a righteous person and they'll thank you for it.
Yes,
sir. God bless
you. They'll love you for it.
Yes.
Because they know that's richness to them. If I've drifted away from the Lord and I've got cold and you preach to me that stirs me up to draw nigh to God, You're just enriching me.
That's right.
The world cannot take the riches that I've got. The Bible said, lay up treasures in heaven.
Bless him, Lord.
Where the thief cannot break through and steal.
God help
they it. Can get what little bit I've got down here in this old world, but they can't get what I got on the altar.
Amen.
I've got riches laid up, stored up, that I can go back and draw from them. Amen. Thank the Lord for the riches, the unsearchable riches of God tonight. I thought when they mine that, when they heat that and put it to the furnace and separate the impurities, it's still just a glob. But in the trained hand and in the right hand, they take that and they get in their mind, I want to make this out of it. And they'll mold it in a mold to kind of like they want it. But when it comes out of the mold, it's still not so fine looking and dandy.
Bless him, Lord.
But when they get the burrs off of it and they get it polished up and shined up, then after a while, it becomes valuable.
God bless him.
And they'll take it to the
to the jeweler and they'll say, what can you give me for this? What's this worth to you? And I can tell you today, brother, that's the way a child is when they get saved by God's grace. And the heat is applied and they get molded.
Bless him, Lord.
In the form of that the Lord wants them to be. The Bible said he placed us in the body as it pleased him.
Yes.
I'll tell you, the hand cannot say to the foot, I have no need of thee.
No.
The ear can't say to the eye, I have no need of thee. But when they all are put together,
yes,
brother, they can become something God can use. Something God can make valuable tonight.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, I wonder tonight maybe how down that we might get along life's journey and forget how rich that we are. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
I thought of, brother, the richness of the Word of God. Amen. I've got to sit and hear men that's burnt midnight oil in this old book right here. And how rich that it is,
yes,
down in our heart. I've seen Sunday school teachers at burn the midnight oil in this old book right here. And they pray and they seek God. And when they get up to teach the Word, how rich that the Word of God is.
Yes.
Amen. You know, the man that's got monetary wealth, he's used to buying whatever he needs.
Yes.
He gets whatever he wants. He can influence the city council. He can a lot of times get his way no matter what it is that he wants. He can a lot of times get it if he's got enough wealth. But sometimes the poor man has to make it through life, you know. I want you to know this tonight. God gave us something not just to make it, but he gave something to make us rich, and we can get whatever we want from him tonight.
God bless
you. Amen. I'll tell you tonight, brother, the Word is rich. It's rich to the salvation of mankind.
Yes.
It'll save to the uttermost tonight. It's rich to us that are saved.
Yes.
It's rich. It's strength. Yeah. It's marrow to the bone. Thank be to God tonight for the riches of God. Not the riches from the bank. Not the riches of Wall Street. But the riches of heaven tonight.
Amen.
Thank God tonight,
yes, thank
for
God,
those riches. How wonderful it is. I've never felt important. I've never felt big. I've always felt just a common person. I was taught coming up, my dad, when he'd partake us some to the field or somewhere to work, he didn't want us to play around. He'd say, now I want you to get at it. And from young boys, he'd teach us, and we'd just have to work. And we would. We'd go at it like fighting fire. But thanks be to God what that learned me. But I want you to know tonight, the Lord gave me something far more valuable than that.
Yes.
Amen. I believe when a son's been raised by a dad, we just went past Father's Day.
God bless you.
You know, anybody can have a child, but it takes love from a father to love that child, to teach it to be a man, to teach it to stand up and be what God wants it to be. Amen tonight. But I want you to know that God has not made us poor and beggarly. Amen. God made us rich, rich in the Word.
Yes.
Who has a word like God's Word?
No word.
Kings don't have a word like God's Word.
Amen.
Presidents have no word. They sign treaties and all manner of agreements between countries and all kinds of things all the time. And they break it before the ink dries on it.
Yeah.
But God wrote this right here.
Yeah.
And he's never broken, and he never will.
Amen.
He's done just exactly
what
he said he would do. Truth is rich tonight.
Amen. God bless you.
Truth will make rich out of you. Amen. Let me say this. The Bible one place said, lie not against the truth. If the truth finds me and I'm out of the will of God, you know what will make me rich? Just say, it's me, oh God.
Yes.
It's me standing in need of prayer. I'm the one that's failed. Amen. If you want to be rich in the goodness of God, if you want to be rich in His knowledge, amen, tonight, as a lot of people read the Bible, I've heard them tell me, I can read it and don't understand what I've read. You know why? They ain't never got rich in the Lord.
Bless Him, Lord.
Amen. I'll tell you tonight, when the Lord saves His people, He puts a spirit down in us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And when you take that spirit and God give them the added, I understand when somebody first gets saved, they won't know this or that or another, but you let them keep going to God's house.
Yes.
Keep getting on their knees.
Yes.
Keep reading the Bible. Keep searching for the knowledge of God. The Bible said, let amen. Any man, all he has to do is ask for wisdom, and God will freely give it to him.
God bless him.
The problem is, a lot of men just wants to, they want to know how they can get gain. How they can gain in a situation. How they can get to be the popular one.
Bless him, Lord.
I told him, a priest over at home here a while back, I said about 90% of the preaching is just to stay popular with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you tonight, I'd rather be popular with Jesus.
Yes.
He's the richest.
Yes.
He's what makes the word rich when you speak.
Amen.
He's the one. He's the important one.
Amen.
He's the one that can pour out the Spirit. He's the one that can go speak to the heart that's lost.
Yes.
And undone. Amen. And so, the riches. We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Yes.
This right here is my earthen vessel.
Yes.
But down in here is my treasure.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless
I got it from hearing the word. I got it from when I heard the word. I went and repented. And I told the Lord that I believed it. Amen. Listen tonight. When we mean something, then we stay with it.
God bless you.
Amen. A hard time doesn't run me off. The devil of fighting against me doesn't make me lay my book down and quit. No, sir. I've got a rich owner that I can go to. I can talk to the master of all the riches that's ever been. Amen. Whatever the Lord possesses and has is mine tonight. It's yours tonight.
Yes.
We're rich if we know the Lord in the free pardon of sin tonight.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
There's a lot of people that go to church that's poor. They know not the Lord.
True.
They don't know which way to turn.
Amen.
They don't know. They see the church get happy. And they don't, and they just tried to play along in the crowd.
Right.
Let me tell you something. You can quit playing along and just get part of it.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't have to play. You can get fully in. You can get rich tonight.
God,
you can get rich in the Lord.
Bless Him, Lord.
You are rich if you know the Lord.
Yes.
If you've been saved. Listen, we're rich in word tonight. There is no word like God's word.
Mm-hmm.
There is no word able to accomplish what God's word's accomplished. Amen tonight. Somebody said it ain't what it used to be. It's everything it's
Amen.
Ever been.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's never been dinged one bit.
No.
Man's made himself poor seeking after monetary wealth.
God
He's made
you.
Himself poor trying to be famous. He's made himself poor trying to do many things of the world. But I'll tell you tonight, I've known a few rich men down through my years.
God bless you.
I knew an elder man in our country's been dead for years. And every church in the country, he was one of the wisest men in the Word of God. And his wife, when he died, we went by the funeral home. She said, when I get to looking for him and I can't find him, I go look where he lays his Bible. And if his Bible's gone, I know where he's at. He's up there on that little log up there in the woods behind the house. And she said he goes up there sometimes 6, 8, 10 hours at a time. And he reads and prays and reads and prays. And you know what? He'd come back down out of the woods with riches. Amen. Hey,
man that the world knows nothing about.
Yeah.
The Bible colleges don't know nothing about.
Yeah.
But he was rich in the power and the word. Listen tonight. There is no word like God's word.
Amen.
That's right.
And probably 10,
yeah.
9 out of 10 times that he preached, he'd preach out of Revelation where nobody else don't want to get.
Yeah.
And I heard him many times, somebody'd ask him a question. He'd say, why? He's just a real humble, meek kind of feller. And he'd say, well, that's simple. And then he'd sit in and tell you just how the word was. And he wouldn't come off with some old flippant millennial reign something. He'd come off with something that you'd say, wow, how about that? Have the Lord given little old country. But I wanted to say that. I said all that to say this. He died. And I went to the funeral home where he was at. It's just a common funeral home.
God bless him.
And when we got there, had to go way back up the street. And we stood in line for 2 hours to get to the porch of the funeral home. And it's spitting little old snow and cold. And but I heard that it's one of the biggest possessions, funeral possessions, that had ever been in Hamlin County history. And him just a little old country preacher that never got out of 2 or 3 counties. But he was rich. He was rich because he knew that word.
Mm.
He didn't use that word for his benefit.
God.
They said here in the word, we preach not ourselves.
Right.
How many men's are doing it for themselves today?
God bless him.
He didn't preach it for himself.
Bless him.
When a man learns, it ain't him. It ain't to benefit him. It ain't for his honor and glory. The Bible wants us to give honor to the one that can help mankind.
Yes.
Let me say this to you tonight. We see sin everywhere today.
Bless
we
him,
see.
Lord.
We see people in trouble. We see people hurt. And nobody seems like he can reach down and help somebody that's down and out. Listen tonight. It takes something to convince a gainsayer. It takes some knowledge. It takes the rich word.
God
it takes
him.
A word that'll do what no man can do.
Amen. God bless him.
That word picked me up one night out of the pollutedness of my sin. And set my feet. I didn't understand all of that night. But boy, how rich I've been.
Yes.
I've been rich. I've been rich with friends. I've been rich with brethren.
God bless him.
Amen.
Yes.
I know you go a lot of times. Singers will go, nobody pray for you. Preachers, you'll go, they'll nobody pray for
God
you.
God help him.
But you'll go somewhere, and you'll have one of them rich friends.
Yeah.
And they'll say, Lord, help him. Lord, won't you come by and help him? And then when the Lord comes by and pours heaven, all he can say is just because God sent the riches.
Yes, right. Yes.
Let me say this.
Help him, Lord.
You all know the scripture. It was a time when a boy was put in an awful circumstance. Joseph sold by his brothers. Some of them were wanting to kill him. But one said, no, let's don't do that. We can't do that. And you know, they sold him and they took him down in Egypt. You know what they was doing? They saying, we won't have to hear from that no more.
That's right.
We won't have to hear from that no more. But you know what? The day came.
Yes.
They become beggars.
Yes. Yes.
We don't have no food. We're hungry. Our families are in famine. We don't know what to do. And right down there they went, and there was the one they'd sold, rich.
Yes.
A storehouse full.
Yes.
He wasn't lagging. Listen to my children. I want all of us to understand, if you're saved, if you know the Lord, look how rich you are.
Yes.
Amen. If you need something, you've got it.
I'm not talking about just wants. I'm not talking about feeding the flesh his wants.
That's right.
I'm talking about needing something.
Yes. God bless him.
Thank God tonight I've needed him. Me and Buck one time had a cousin got killed on the interstate. He, young man, he got killed. And me and him, they asked us to do the funeral. His dad was old. Me and Buck, he come by the house. We went over and had us a little place over in the woods. And we got down and got to praying and asking the Lord to help us. When we got to the funeral, some of his people were taking pills to calm their nerves. They said, "We just can't stand it." They asked me, "You need one?" I said, "No, I don't. No, thank you. No, I don't need that." I seen him ask his daddy and tried to put one in his mouth, and he said, "No, I don't need that." I tell you, when you're rich in the Lord,
God bless him.
There's, you're rich in grace.
Yes. Yes.
Ain't a one of us knows what we're going to face before we get out of this world.
No.
But I know who is rich to take me through it. I know one that can give me patience when I need it. I know one that can give me peace when there's no peace around. We're in a world where there's hardly any peace.
Oh, yeah, that's the truth.
But yet, some of us knows that rich one. And we can go get on our altars, and he just pours out an abundance
God
of peace.
God bless him.
Sends help when it looks like there is no help.
Yes.
But anyway, we went to the woods, me and Buck, and prayed. And we got down to the funeral. And the way they done it, there in that, they just told us, both of you want to preach, feel like preaching, preach, whatever you want to do. Well, the funeral, we was at the church house, and when I can't even remember which one went first. I don't know where it buggered me. I can't remember that now. But it don't matter. I'd prayed and prayed and prayed and said, "Lord, give me what's needed for the funeral." Hadn't preached too many funerals at that time. And when I stepped up out of the seat, I still had no thought, no scripture. When I stepped up out of the seat to walk to the stand, the Lord spoke to me. And the people where we worked at the factory were sitting back in the back. And when we got back to the job, they said, "I said, you used to quiet around here. You don't ever say nothing." I said, "I never seen nothing like it." I said, "You didn't seem like the same man." I'll tell you, people don't understand the richness of God.
That's right.
Yeah. They think if my billfold ain't full, I ain't got a bank account to here to there. Look what we try to lay back just to retire now.
God bless him.
I remember people didn't have nothing. But I'll tell you what they did have. They had a rich Savior.
Yeah. God bless
him. We're rich in the Word.
Bless him,
we're
Lord.
Rich in grace. We're rich. We know what it is to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Much of this world has no idea what to be forgiven is. They've heard empty words from this and that one said, "I forgive you," and then go off and talk about you and run
God
you down.
Bless him.
But boy, when the Lord forgave me, He didn't run off and talk about me. He picked me up and He cleaned me up and He set me on a solid foundation and He put me in the church house and He began to learn me and teach me and love me.
Yeah.
We're rich in love tonight. I'll tell you, think about it, how rich you are. You're rich. You're rich, church. You're rich, child of God. You're rich, saved person. You're rich beyond measure.
Yeah.
Here's what the book said. Kings desired to see those things and could not.
That's right.
And yet God chose it to the low, backwood, poor, working class. Now, God save a rich man this quick as he will a poor man.
Sure.
We're not, being poor ain't what gets you saved.
No.
Believing on the Lord, believing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ gets you saved.
Yes.
Now, there is a fleshly belief, but there is a belief that comes beyond that.
Amen.
And that's faith. It comes by the Word of God. And so, listen.
God bless him.
Have you ever considered yourself rich? Have you ever wanted things and couldn't have it? Have you thought, boy, I'd like to have that and could not get it? Just didn't have monetarily the means? I've had those things. I've had those situations. But I've never, never, never had a need that I couldn't go to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about by getting big things out of the world. I'm talking about needing a message.
Yes.
I'm talking about needing courage to stand
God bless
in a
you.
Situation that was unbearable.
Help him, Lord.
I'm talking about opening up somebody's blinded eyes. That's what he said Satan had done right here. Blinded the eyes.
Yes.
That's what's the matter with our people. Their minds are blinded.
Yes.
Not their eyes, but their minds.
Yes.
They won't hear. They won't understand. Lest the light of the glorious gospel would shine unto them.
Amen.
Thanks be to God tonight for the richness of the Word of God.
Yes.
That it opens up that. Amen. Till you don't have to please the preacher. You don't have to fill the offering plate full. You have to believe with your heart.
God bless him.
In the moment I believed, I didn't know I became rich, but I became rich.
Yes. Bless him, Lord. God help him.
I thought of that gold that had been tried in the fire. And when that man that works it and polishes it and gets it molded and in condition, when he gets it ready to offer up and he takes it to the jeweler, you know what the jeweler does? He says, yeah, that right there would be worth this much. When the jeweler would look at what the Lord gave me, he'd say, ain't no value on it. It's worth more than this worth.
Yes, yes, it is.
Amen. They've got a way to put a price on whatever you make with that gold you dig out of the ground. But they have no way to put a monetary value on what the Lord gave to you and me.
Yes.
Thank God for the richness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. God bless him.
Now, I could sit around with the mully grubs, or I could thank the Lord for his goodness.
Yes.
And be happy.
God bless him.
You ever seen a day when people ain't happy?
Yeah.
The little children around us, they ain't learned all of us. They ain't learned all of our corruptness. And they're just as happy as they can be.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
The Bible said, seek the Lord in the days of thy youth while he may be found. The older you get, the more you're going to try to figure it out with this right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the more corruptness you're going to see. And the less you'll believe and trust in anything. What's difficult today is to get anybody to trust in the Lord.
God bless
they've
you.
Heard this preacher and that preacher. And they've heard all the religion.
Yes.
And they don't want none of it. They see the bickering and fussing and fighting. They don't want none of it. What if we showed them the richness of the Lord?
Mm.
How we're happy. We're rich in happiness.
God bless him.
We're rich in love one to another. You know, the Bible over there, they bicker and go on about to war, foot washing. I've got my belief on the foot washing. But you go over there and read that chapter about the foot washing. Way down from that part of it, down in there, the Lord said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, that ye love one another. When you really get down to most of the trouble we're having today, it's because there ain't no love.
That's for sure. That's right.
Pretend love won't work.
God bless him.
Putting on a good show won't work. But I can tell you, love that comes from the Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
All we've got to do is read it in the 13th chapter of Corinthians and we'll know what it is. It's not puffed up.
No.
It seeketh not its own. You ever seen a day when people's, it's all me?
Yes, that's the truth, too.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's me.
God help him.
Well, that ain't the love of God. God's love seeketh not its own, but the betterment of others.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
I'll tell you tonight, brother, we're rich. We're rich. We're rich in the good. Listen to this. I have no, this thing right here has no righteousness to boast of about me, but I'm rich in righteousness that I got from Him.
Yes. Yes.
His righteousness.
Yes.
Amen. His righteousness teaches me to walk right, talk right, live right, dress right, treat my neighbor right. Amen. Up and down. I'm not always on top of the mountain. I'm a whole lot of the time down in the depths of the valley. But I can tell you this, down in the valley where the lilies grow, I find the richness of Jesus is there too.
Yes. Yes. Thank God.
When Abraham had to climb the mountainside, he was there too. Lot was looking at monetary riches, but Abraham got the godly riches.
Yes.
Amen. Which one got the better riches? I can tell you, God's riches are far better than man's riches. So tonight, that's what the Lord bore upon me when Greg called me. And come and stand before Yuns no more than I've ever. Yuns forgot more than I've learned. But boy, I thought we live in a poor world.
God bless him.
We're the richest country in the world.
Mm-mm-mm.
But what made America rich?
Yeah.
What made America rich was God's rich people.
Yeah.
That's what made her. It wasn't the man that built the factory.
No.
It wasn't the railroad that made it rich. It wasn't the invention of the airplane that made it rich. It was because there's some little old men and women that were rich in the word, in the grace, in the knowledge, in the power, in the love, in the grace of God. I'll tell you tonight, I've known a few of them down through my years. I've heard some of them in my time. I've listened to the teachers that are rich in the word. I've learned. My old daddy told me, he'd been dead a long time, but he told me, he said, people go off the loft on getting schooling. He said, now let me tell you the kind of schooling you need to get. Every time you hear about a godly man as somewhere in a revival, get your Bible, go get you a good seat, and listen to him.
Yes.
That's the best education. Yes. That's the best learning that you'll ever get. And when you see that man getting to the power of God, thanks be to God for the wisdom that comes from the old fathers, amen, and mothers, amen. The children of God are rich and we don't even know our riches anymore.
God bless him.
That's true.
The world keeps us looking at our troubles.
That's right.
At our heartaches, at our disappointments. Ain't you had disappointments? Oh, I've had numbers of disappointments.
Yes. Yes.
I've had unbearable things to me, but I can tell you what I've had. I've sat in rich places.
Yeah.
I've sat where rich men preached. Mm-hmm. I've sat where rich men taught the Word of God.
Yes.
I've nailed on the altars around rich men. Uncle Jack Strange would have been counted one of the poor men around Cobb County. But I bowed beside him many times. And when I'd get up, we didn't have no carpet. We just had an old wood floor. And you'd get up and it'd be a puddle of tears where that old man prayed. pouring his heart out. I remember one time we had a new pastor, and the new pastor said, he asked him to preach. He asked Uncle Jack. Uncle Jack is a backward man, country man. Uncle Jack said, "No, I don't guess I will." He felt bad. He felt less than what his problem was. And he kind of got that pastor to an aggravated point. He asked me, he said, "I've tried everything I know to get him to preach, and he won't do it." I said, "You just ain't got a hold enough of the Spirit of God to move him in." And a few ways down the road, one night, the service got turned loose, and that old man come off that seat, and he was preaching and shouting all over that altar. And I said, I elbowed that pastor, and I said, "Now you can't hold him down. You can't hold him with a chain now. So listen, you ever think about how rich you are?"
God help him.
"When I get up in the morning and get down on my knees to thank God for letting my eyes wake another day,
yeah,
I'm blessed."
Yes.
"And I'm rich. I'm not rich monetarily, but I'm rich spiritually." How rich are you tonight?
Mm-mm.
Has Satan made you poor? Has troubles and heartaches brought you to a poverty state? God, I see a lot of people look like they're in poverty.
Bless him, Lord.
In the Lord.
Yeah.
And I don't throw off on them. I've been there too. I can tell you, I have wretched, just like old Joseph did back in the storehouse, and got me some more and give me some more and feel rich in the Lord. Ain't it wonderful to be rich? I couldn't tell you how many people tell me they can't understand the Bible. Well, I'm just a little old simple boy, but I can read that right there. And when it tells me, "Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved," I can understand that. Professor might not get that, but I can get that.
Yeah.
Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. I can understand that. I get that. So tonight, how rich are you? You're rich beyond measure. You might not know it, but you are.
Yes.
I hope tonight that I've said something that reminded you how rich that you are. I was rich. My mom and dad was God-fearing people. And dad would say, he'd sometimes say, let's have prayer before we go to bed. And he'd get us around, we'd get down and pray. I'll tell you tonight, brother, those times are rich.
Yes.
And when my dad got down sick and he couldn't get out of the bed, he was there for 7 years. I'd go shave him and I'd cut his hair. You'd see some of them haircuts, you'd think, boy, they'd about put a lawsuit on the man for that. But dad didn't care. He'd say, "Cut it all off. I don't care. Whack it off," he'd say. But I'd get him food. And sometimes he'd say, "Have you got any time?" I say, yeah, what do you need?" He'd say, "What about going in there and get that book?" I'd go in there and get that Bible, bring it in there, and he'd say, "Now turn it over to so-and-so and read me some of that." Hmm. And I'd start reading down through there, and I'd look over there, and big old tears would be running off at his face. You think them times ain't rich to me?
Yeah.
He been gone, 97, he died, 97, he been gone dead a long time. But they're still rich to me.
Yeah.
I still draw from them. Yeah. So thank God tonight, I'm rich. How about you? If you're not, you can be.
Yes. Yeah.
See, it ain't what I have, it's who I belong to.
Amen. Yes.
The day I was born, I became rich.
Yes.
The day I was born in the church house, the day I was born by the Word, the day I was born by the Spirit of God, I was rich the day I was born. I didn't know it, but I do now. So thank God for it. That's my message tonight. I don't know how long I've been up. Greg never gave me no time limit.
No.
He told me if you're up 20 minutes or an hour and a half, I hope it ain't been no hour and a half. But But I hope you leave this place feeling like your pockets is full of heavy. I hope you leave here feeling like your heart's just filled to the brim with the richness of God. I'm hearing people, you know, talk and talk and talk and talk and never get nothing out of it. But I've heard some talk like they know what they're talking about.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you couldn't hear enough. So thank God for the riches that comes from our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
How rich.
Yes, sir.
He is. I probably have told you this before. I've never felt like I was nothing or important. But when the Lord paid for me, He paid the same thing for me He paid for Abraham.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He paid the same thing for me He paid for Apostle Paul. And if another one gets saved, one, I hope it's children. I hope. I was praying when I was on the altar, praying tonight, Lord, help them. It's over our teaching
yes,
and children.
Yes, yes,
yes. I hope you get to see some. If a count will get to the age need to come, they get saved this week and they'll become rich. So listen, with all the wealth that we spend in military, what really makes them is there'll be some little old rich boys and girls nowadays that comes out of the little church house that's been saved by God's grace. They'll go join the service, and the army won't know what they got when they got them.
Mm.
When the battle gets on,
yes,
and the rest of them hates and devours, they'll just get down with love. Lord, help us. God, be with us today. God, take care of us today. Rich. God puts His big old hand over and watches over us. So tonight, that's my little thought. You find a lot of scriptures, again, riches in the Word. The Bible said, flee riches, O man of God. But there is another rich in there that He teaches us to get.
Yes.
That's what He was telling that church over there. He said, buy me gold, tried and far.
Yes.
You can go here and you can go there and learn this and learn that. But I'll tell you where the best place to go is to the Lord.
Yeah.
And you'll get rich. So I'm going to turn it over to Greg. How you do your service. That's what the Lord gave me tonight. And I thank you for your attention. May God bless you.